94-year-old Fred Becky is a Northwest mountaineering legend. From his teen years, he's monomaniacally devoted himself to climbing mountains and documenting those ascents in guidebooks. But he's never achieved the same levels of fame and wealth as other pioneering mountaineers of his generation. That may be changing. There's a new documentary film about the life of Fred Becky. It's called Dirtbag. Other mountaineers are in awe of Fred Becky.
He created his own culture. He became a culture of one.
I suppose you could say he's like the Bob Dylan of mountain climbing.
Becky's long list of achievements includes first ascents of many peaks, documented in detailed guidebooks that have led generations of climbers in his wake. Director Dave Oleski heard about Fred Becky 12 years ago. He won Becky's trust by going out and climbing with him.
Fred basically created a culture. You know, someone who is so passionate about what they do, they basically put everything else aside, whether it be work, family, relationships, to follow their passion and live, do that.
And what has been the return on that life investment in climbing for Fred Becky?
I think there's a certain satisfaction that builds up naturally, and maybe even compared to winning a ball game, there's a good feeling about it. Different than going to work every day, you don't feel any better after the end of the day, at least I don't.
Although Becky is a legend among climbers, he's not that well known in the general public.
All these great achievements, but completely inscrutable, and no one's really sure if they even like him or not.
He's a dirtbag, and because of that, I don't think he'll get the recognition that he really deserves.
Well, he may be getting more recognition. Director Dave Oleski's documentary film, Dirtbag, The Legend of Fred Becky, gets its Northwest premiere this Sunday at the Seattle International Film Festival. For KUOW, I'm Ross Reynolds.